Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lakit Peris, as we welcome all of you for cricketing news on www.goforgold.lk. Today being a Sunday, first and foremost, let me wish all of you a pleasant Sunday. And of course, we are heading here in Sri Lanka for the Sinhala and the Tamil New Year. So we sincerely hope all of you will have the peace that passeth all understanding during the festivities. Let's go straight into cricket news. And the game that I'm reporting first is between Chennai Super Kings and Delhi Capitals. It was a wonderful game of cricket yesterday. And I'm proud to state that Chennai Super Kings have registered their first win this season when they comprehensively beat a much favored Delhi Capitals side by a margin of 23 runs. Now, one of the things that I can't imagine is why Akshar Patel, the Delhi Capitals captain, wins the toss on placid, batting-friendly Indian tracks and puts the opposition in. I can never, ever figure this out. He did the same in his last outing and lost that game by one run. And yesterday, he lost the game by 23 runs. So, experts are asking one question. When will he change his mindset, believe in his batters and bat first? And then Chennai Super Kings made maximum use of the given conditions. They made a fantastic total of 212 runs for just two wickets. Sanju Samson, 116 in 56 deliveries, 15 boundaries, four massive sixers, strike rate of 205. Ayush Mitra made 59 and Shivam Dubey, left-hander, the tall, lanky left-hander, always among the runs. 20 runs in just 10 balls. None of the DC bowlers were impressive. Akshar Patel took 1 for 39, but Delhi Capitals' batting was poor. Bowled out for 189. Tristan Stubbs, the South African, made 60. Pathum Nisanka, 41. Now, Pathum Nisanka, the Sri Lankan, has to try and bat longer. He's a fantastic batter, makes a quick 40, quick 50. But if he can resettle and try to bat longer, that'll do him a world of good in his personal cricket as a career. And also will help his franchise as well. Food for thought, therefore, for Pathum Nisanka. But the bowling was Anul Couch, 3 for 35. And the Englishman Jamie Overton bowled very well, 4 for 18. I'm surprised that the Delhi Capitals had no answer against the tall English bowler Jamie Overton. Looks very good indeed. The second IPL game was between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Punjab Kings. Punjab Kings have won this game by 6 wickets. Sunrisers Hyderabad made a competitive total of 219 for 6. Abhishek Sharma, 74. Travis Head, 38. Enrich Class and the South African, 39. And Ishan Kishan made 27. Arshdeep Singh took 2 for 50. And Shashen Singh, 2 for 21. Punjabs get there easily in 18.5 overs. 223 for 4. Great batsmanship by Priyanesh Arya, who made 57, Shares Iyer 69, and Pranesh Singh, the opener, made 51. Shiv Sankumar took 3 for 33. Well, so that's a comprehensive win for the Punjab Kings, managed by Preeti Zinta. They won this game by 6 wickets. New Zealand versus South Africa, the A-team competition came to a close yesterday. Sadly, New Zealand have lost the series by 3-0. New Zealand A batting first made 302 for 7. Excellent batting. Credit must be given to them batting in these humid, hot conditions. Mohammad Abbas, 110. Matthew Boyle, 85. And V.S. Kant, the Sri Lankan young leg spinner, took 2 for 46. Sri Lanka A had absolutely no problem getting the target in 48.2 overs. Am I rushing through? No. They got to the target in 48.2 overs. 303 for 6. Kamil Mishra, 83. Pawan Ratnayake, 77. And Arun Vikramasinghe, 64. Simon Keane for New Zealand took 4 for 54. And Tim Pringle among the wickets, 2 for 42. So a comprehensive win for Sri Lanka by a big margin here. They won by 3 wickets. Yesterday, we also had an under-19 women's game between Australia under-19 and England under-19. In all honesty, the women under-19 of England, very disappointing with the bat. Bowled out for 114, and the Aussie girls get there in no time, winning the game by 7 wickets. Mia Barwick made 49, and Emily Powell, 36 for the Aussies. Games coming up today in the women's under-19. Sri Lanka will play against the English under-19. LSG will take on GT, that is, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Gujarat Titans. And the big game is between Mumbai Indians and Royal Challengers Bangalore. Thanks for being in our company. I hope you did enjoy Lakhit Pires and I had to offer this Sunday morning. We look forward to your company yet again tomorrow. In the meantime, being a holiday, we will spin you 2 songs for your listening pleasure and your relaxation. Enjoy it.